The miracle healing story of my dad's pancreatic cancer. 20 years earlier, when I was 24 and going to college in Montana, I got the news that my dad had pancreatic cancer. He called me from Louisiana and said the doctors had told him he had only a month to live, 1 month. His attitude and personality had changed drastically since the last time I had spoken to him. He was no longer the stern, strict, critical man I had known all my life. Suddenly, he had become humble and kind. The barriers that had separated us before dropped away, and he talked to me as if I were an equal, a friend, for the first time ever. Within days of getting the news about his diagnosis, my dad booked a flight to fly up to Montana to spend a week with me in my apartment. He met all my friends as we hung out. What an amazing time we had together, talking in a way that we had never talked before. Because we believed that he only had a month to live, we made the time as special as we could. After visiting me, my dad left to say goodbye to his friend Mex, an old Navy buddy who lived in New Mexico. During that time with his friend, something very powerful and supernatural happened. When my dad first arrived, Mex told him, "Hey, we're going to take a trip in my car up to a place I want you to see. I want to show you something." That was pretty much all he said, so my dad went along with it. Mex drove my dad up to a place called El Santuario de Chimayo, a Roman Catholic church located in the mountains of Chimayo, New Mexico. The church has been there ever since the early 1800s. Nearby, there is a well in the ground where the earth is dark red. Because the well is believed to contain holy dirt, people who go there put a pinch of the dirt in their mouths and then, inside the church, they ask God to heal them. In some cases, people have been healed instantly. So when my dad and Mex arrived there, my dad said, "What's this?" They had driven for over an hour and a half, and now they were parked in front of a little church in the middle of nowhere up in the mountains of New Mexico. Pointing toward the well, Mex said, "Get out and go to that well over there. Get a pinch of the red dirt out of it and put it in your mouth. Then go inside the church and ask God to heal you." My dad's first reaction was to get mad. "What the hell are you bringing me up here for?" he said. "I don't want to do this. What are you doing? I'm not religious." So they argued for a bit, and then, since they were already there, my dad decided that he would go ahead and do what Mex had suggested. Still a little angry, he got out of the car, got a pinch of the red dirt from the well, put it in his mouth, and went inside the church, where he found that he was the only one inside. It was a small place, about the size of a 7-Eleven store, and there were crutches leaning against the walls on both sides, which had been left there by people who had been healed before. While standing inside the empty church, my dad decided to ask God to heal him. "God," he said, "I haven't done what you wanted me to do much of the time, but I'd really like to live longer, and if it's your will, help me to live longer and heal me, please." At that precise moment, he felt a sensation come into the top of his head and travel down from there throughout his entire body, all the way down to his feet. The sensation made him uncomfortable, as if he were hearing fingernails scratching on a chalkboard. That made him cringe and recoil to the point where his knees buckled, causing him to fall to the ground. At that very moment, as was later confirmed by his doctors, the pancreatic cancer, a malignant tumor that had already taken over 50% of his pancreas, suddenly turned benign. The cancer was gone. He was healed. My dad didn't know all that at that moment, but he knew something had happened because of the sensation that had made him fall to the ground. Was it something to do with the dirt? Was it a combination of eating the dirt and the prayer? Was it the location? It's a mystery. But the fact is that an inexplicable miracle did occur. My dad was instantly healed from an incurable disease. A week later, after my dad returned home, he went to see his doctors. They ran all the cancer tests again, and this time everything came out normal. The tumor, which had been malignant, was now benign. The doctors had no medical explanation for this and were tongue-tied. None of his three doctors could explain it, other than to say it was a miracle. "Yes," one of them said, "a miracle occurred. There's simply no other explanation, sir." It seems that this should have been on the news, right? An actual miracle. But you know what? I didn't even believe this story myself until years later. When my dad first told it to me, I didn't believe it. I didn't believe it was God. And yet, Dad's cancer had somehow been cured. When Dad first told me the story, he left out some details, so it wasn't until years later that he told me about the sensation in the top of his head, his knees going out, and his collapsing to the ground. After I heard those details, I believed the miracle had happened. I had to hear about the physical sensations for such an extraordinary experience to make logical sense to me. Sometimes the truth can be right in front of us, and we can still find a way not to see it. It's amazing how we can do that. My dad ended up living another 17 years after being instantly healed of pancreatic cancer. What a gift to be able to experience life for that much longer. He ultimately died of congestive heart failure. He's been gone for 10 years now, but I have zero doubt that he experienced a true miraculous healing. After that miraculous experience in New Mexico, my dad started going to a Catholic church where he testified about what had happened to him. He loved talking to people and he loved telling his story. He wanted to help people by inspiring them to go to the well. That was my dad's way of giving back, helping people to get healed. Before he died, I asked him, "How many people do you think you sent to Chimayo who actually got healed? If you had to put a percentage on it, how many?" He thought for a while and finally said, "Probably around 5%. One of the miraculous stories he told me was about a lady he knew from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, where he lived and where I'm originally from. The lady, who came from a rich local family, had melanoma all over both her arms, and her doctors said it was too far gone for them to be able to do anything about it. Huge spots of melanoma were spreading fast. When my dad met her one day at church and she shared her story with him, he told her to go to Chimayo. So she went, and when she came back, my dad said, she came running up my driveway and beating on my front door yelling, "Roy, Roy, look, God healed me. Look, look at my arms, look." Then she told my dad that when she went inside the church and asked God to heal her, the melanoma cancer spots instantly vanished right in front of her eyes. That's a hard one to believe, right? If I didn't come to believe in my dad's miracle, I probably wouldn't have believed hers. It's hard for us to believe in miracles because we don't see many firsthand. Or if we do, we try to explain them away, automatically assuming that there must be some logical explanation that we don't know about. I am telling this story to encourage people to go to the well at Chimayo, just as my dad did. Miracles do happen.